Blog Talk Radio. It's time again for TFB Tuesdays at 12. Again to TFB and friends. If you're tuning in live, you'll notice that no, it's in fact not a Tuesday at 12. It is a Wednesday at 3 p.m. Central Time right now. However, Tuesdays at 12 will be the regular time of my show, but this week I'm doing a test run because I have not done this in 5 years, five very long years, and I'm trying to remember if I know how to do it before I have really cool guests on and embarrass myself. So I just want to let you know that you can actually call in and talk to me live right now. If you are on the internet, you can actually call the following number, 347-215-9651, and I will welcome you onto the show, and I will talk to you, and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you're having a week, if your kids are driving you crazy, or if you love them like crazy, call in and let me know and we'll talk about it. In the meantime, I'm going to talk to you guys, since this kind of is an actual show, I'm going to talk to you about why I'm doing this again. Well, I'm doing it again because I had a lot of fun doing it before. And little known fact about me, when I first, well, I didn't really finish high school per se. When I was done with high school, done as I wanted to be, I went and started to get my GED about 6 months after high school was over because I decided I really needed to go do some kind of college. And so I almost went to college. I got half of my GED done, and then I almost went to college for radio broadcasting because I actually got accepted to a school in Davenport, Iowa, and I'm from Illinois. So I got accepted to this school with full scholarships to go be in radio broadcasting. And I was going to do that until I did not complete the rest of my GED, number one, and because I slept through it. And then number two, I got hired into a band. And the whole reason I was doing the radio broadcaster thing was because I was really into music and I had been a singer and a dancer. But radio broadcasting kind of felt like the safe way. Well, this is, 20 years ago when people still listened to the radio. I felt like it was the safe way to try to get into the music industry. But instead I got hired into a band. So I decided that I was going to go be in that band instead. So I ran off and joined this band and gave up on my dreams of going to college at that time, but I still loved radio. And what was cool about being in a band was that I actually got to do a lot of radio because of the band. So I got to go on radio shows and talk and hear the sound of my voice, which I do like, and that sounds incredibly narcissistic, but I like the sound of my own voice, and I think I have a good radio voice. I like talking to people on the air. I like the format that brings out what people will talk about. So years ago, I actually found blogging because of podcasts. And that sounds really weird, but I had no idea that there were such a thing as bloggers, or that people did that kind of thing, that they would write online. I had heard of LiveJournal, but it was something that all my quirky friends did, like that's where they'd jot down the lyrics to the songs they were writing. So I had never really heard of it. But I was listening to a lot of podcasts back when I had my corporate job. And and if you hear things in the background, that's just my kids coming home from school. I had to try to fit this in while children are running around in the background. I'm sure any parent here understands that. So I was working a corporate job and I was doing a lot of just sit and stare at the computer all day. So to pass the time, I would listen to podcasts. And I went one day and for some reason I was like, I'm going to go and see if there's any podcasts on parenting. And sure enough, I found a podcast, that was very bawdy and swore a lot and was very the very down to earth, real kind of mothering. And it turns out, and so I got really obsessed with listening to that podcast, and it turns out this woman who did this podcast had a blog, and that's how I first heard of blogging. And then her blogging and her success with blogging inspired me to start blogging. So it only seemed natural that one day I would start podcasting because blogging to me and podcasting go together so beautifully. So that's what I decided to do. it was like the end of 2009 that I decided to start podcasting. And I built up this radio show, and it was going really well. I had all these really cool guests on. People would call in and talk to me, and it was just super, super fun. So I did it for, I did the podcast for about 8 months, and then I got pregnant with my daughter, and everything in the world fell to the wayside, everything, except for school. I had to finish school. But other than that, I mean, I had just started a brick-and-mortar business. That fell away. You know, everything that I was trying to do, you know, my doula work, that fell away. Everything I was trying to do with my life was put on hold because my daughter's pregnancy, while very, very much wanted, I was so ill with her. The first 4 months was basically just me sleeping through every obligation I had and really making everyone in my life very angry. So I couldn't, I just couldn't do the blog, the podcasting anymore. So I stopped doing it, but I always have really missed it. And every time an opportunity comes up for me to get on the air, I like to do that, especially because I really like when people call in and talk to me. I feel like it's such a great way to get to know people, and people always ask really interesting questions. So I'm waiting for someone to call in and talk to me now. I don't know if anyone's going to, and if not, this is going to be a very short show. So I'll talk to you just really briefly today about like what's going on in the, you know, in the world of, you know, TFB at the moment. So today I thought there was a really interesting conversation about Iggy Azalea on my Facebook page. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce her name. I really know nothing about this chick, except that I hear her songs on the radio and I kind of bob my head along. And then today there was this Tumblr thing in my feed. I think it was actually BuzzFeed posting about Tumblr. Isn't that the internet? That's just so meta that like sites post about sites, which post about sites. So anyway, so everyone was freaking out on my internet about Iggy Azalea, and someone had posted something on Tumblr about her like rapping, and nobody could understand what she was saying. And all I see in my feed, which is all I ever see when her name gets brought up, is everyone, you know, oh, that bitch, slut, whore, you know, I hope I rated this R, because you should know that I swear a lot on my podcast. So if you have kids in the room, you should be wearing headphones unless you want them to start saying bitch, slut, whore all the time. And that's fine if you do. My kids sometimes say those things. So you can decide whether or not this is rated R or rated PG in your house. But anyway, so bitch, slut, whore, motherfucker, asshole. These are all the things that I saw about her, mostly shaming her body and shaming her intelligence and her sanity and all the things that people do to women. And I wasn't really aware. I'd heard things thrown around about like cultural appropriation, but I wasn't really understanding what the difference between her and Eminem was, or her and, you know, any white rapper, frankly. Macklemore. How do you say that guy's name? I don't know. All I know is that I like their music, and I don't want to be one of these, like, stupid white people who just, like, doesn't get it, because I think most people know that I really do get cultural appropriation, and I really do get privilege, you know, the privilege of being able to appropriate a culture that you did not have to live through. Yeah, I get all that. But I had not really seen any of the real problems with this Iggy Azalea person. All I really saw was people giving her shit all the time, mostly giving her slut-shaming shit. So I talked about it on my Facebook page. You know what happened was that people actually brought up some really awesome points about what are the problems with her, and nobody slut-shamed her. And that's really inspiring to actually see a whole huge Facebook thread full of people saying, here's the reason that people are kind of pissed off, and here's the reason that she has said some problematic things, and here's why you should, you know, educate yourself about this. But nobody was nasty. And I'm not tone policing anybody, but if, I feel like if you can't make an argument without saying crazy bitch, slut, whore, then you don't have an argument. That's just my feeling. And I don't, you know, don't point me to hate sites that call her Piggy Azalea. Don't point me to like screenshots that pick apart every single thing that she says and try to turn it into something that it isn't, because that happens about me all the time. But if you have like an intelligent, thoughtful, rational argument for why she's making problematic statements, I'm all ears, and I was all ears, and I learned a lot today by that thread. So that was a really cool. That's a nice use of my Facebook page. So it turns out I do have a caller, I have caller ID, so I don't know who you are, except for your phone number, but I'm going to say the area code 305, and when that's you, I'm going to unmute you, you say hi, and you give me your name, and you tell me what you want to talk about today. So, let's see. Okay, you are unmuted. Caller
Hi.
from area code 305. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's me from the 305. It's Monica Mateo Salinas. How's it going?
Yay.
Yay.
How are you?
Good, I'm good.
So
you're
I'm
very
guessing
welcome,
that
my
everything
friend.
is good. I'm guessing that everything is, sounds okay so, since you're hearing me and we're communicating. So it's not a big shit show right now, I'm guessing.
Right. No, everything's fine. I hear you fine. It's all good. All good.
Okay, good. Did you see, so I was talking about that whole Iggy Azalea thread, which was, I was very proud of that thread and actually having
yeah,
a really good
agreed.
Dialogue in that thread. Right?
Totally
so that
agree.
was pretty good. Unlike many of the threads on my page that turn into shit shows, I felt like that was really good. So you did see that one.
I did see that one, and I agree with you on a lot of points. And I'm actually very proud that it did not turn into, you know, a shit show, like you were saying, like a bitch slut whore shaming session, probably unnecessary. It didn't turn into that. It was great, man.
Right.
So
and you know, and
success.
I learned a lot, and I think maybe I learned a lot, and I think other people that kind of thought the same thing
yep.
I did originally, they learned a lot too, right?
Totally. Yep. You
well,
betcha.
That's
well, that's what's great about your all of your blog posts and everything. And I just have to say, so what I want to talk about is how awesome you are. Like,
aww.
You don't hear it enough. No, seriously, you don't hear it enough. And I know because you've posted that there's a lot of haters out there and there's a lot of crazy people out there, but you don't get enough, like, back patting for you. And I want to call in and do that today for you. That's really
well,
what I'm
so
here
sweet.
For. Like, I want to be your cheerleader.
Oh,
let me
Monica,
say,
that's so sweet. And
so
I didn't pay you to do this,
go.
Right? Just
no,
tell people.
Never. I'm a random internet mom. Like, I have no, like,
awesome.
This is just for you because you need it and you're doing a good job and you're saying a lot of things that people are too scared to say from the perspective of a mom, from the perspective of a woman, and you frankly don't get praise enough. I really feel that. Like, you know, you post a lot of great stuff. I love what you do for mental health, mental awareness, you know, and just telling people to lay off people who have issues. And I myself have anxiety issues, you know. It's like, you know, and they're pretty well contained thanks to, no, thank you. But they're pretty well contained thanks to lots and lots of therapy, which is like, woohoo, go therapy. You know, everybody should go see a therapist. You know, like even if you think you don't need to go, just go. Go for like,
yeah,
you know, 6 weeks.
Check in.
Just
yeah.
go. Mm-hmm. Totally, totally. But, you know, it's tough out there. It's tough for moms. It's tough for women. And I just, you are such a refreshing and positive voice and you're hilarious and you're doing a great job with your kids. And so I'll shut up now and let you
well,
and let you talk
you.
Because this is your podcast. But I just want you to know that for every person, every naysayer, every person who's negative, every person that's a jerk, there are 10 people who support you, who love what you do, love what you say, and just want you to keep going. I want you to know that. I really want you to know
well,
that.
Well, this might be the first time I've cried on my own podcast. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, it's so hard. I mean, when you struggle from depression and anxiety, you know, there's enough bad voices in your head as it is. You know, there are enough people in my head telling me that I'm doing a crap job with my kids, that, you know, everybody hates me and that, you know, it would be so much better if I just went away. You know, and it's so hard when I think everyone has that. And I was just reading Amy Poehler's book. And I don't know if you read her book.
Good.
But it's so
I haven't
good.
Yet, no.
And she has this whole chapter on the demon in your head. And I can't remember the name of the chapter, but the whole chapter is about the demon in your head. And she has this amazing way of describing this demon who, you know, shows up in everyone's head. Everyone has it. It shows up at different times in your life. And she talked about hers, especially for women, you know, because women have that, you're too ugly, you know, nobody likes
of
you,
course.
No one's ever going to love you, you know, you don't deserve love, that whole thing. And she talked about how it was this demon, you know, that hadn't moved into her house yet. It was like circling her neighborhood. And she's so smart and so funny. The way that she describes, like, suddenly she hit puberty and, like, the demon pulled into her driveway. And then, the boys started talking about her looks. And then the demon, you know, like, started unpacking. And it's this demon that everyone has, but especially people with depression and anxiety and mental health issues. It's like this amplified voice. And when you hear people who are so vocal about putting you down, it's so easy to go, well, the demon's right. Everybody, you know, the demon's right. Everyone's right about me. And I almost feel like when people say that I'm a narcissist, I start to feel like they're right because I am so obsessed with the people that hate me. And it starts to feel like a form of narcissism, like reverse narcissism. Not like I'm so great, everybody loves me, but like I'm so awful, everybody hates me. And that
That's not true, man. It's so not true. And people, you know, unfortunately are so, people can be so negative and hurt people. Have you ever heard the saying, hurt people hurt people?
Yes.
And it's true. People who have been hurt, their outlet is to hurt others, and it's very sad, but you know, that's kind of how they operate, and you know, it's not about you, it's about them. I mean, you know, just it, you know, it's impossible. It's totally, it's, I cannot sit here and tell you, oh, ignore them, because that is that's so hard. I mean, that's so impossible.
It's so hard, especially with social media, and like every, it's like every time I open my computer, every time I'm, you know, open my inbox, that, you know, it's like people bomb me with like, you're a monster, like your kids should be taken away. And
I know,
you know,
and that's fucking ridiculous. All right.
I'm gonna say bad words too.
I heard what you, so if the kids are listening, put your headphones on, and my kids are not here, they're still in school, so damn it, that's fucking ridiculous. Those people are insane. And you have a lot of people that support you, but we just, we're not crazy, so we don't, we can't like set up a blog to be like, I love the feminist breeder. You know what I mean? I mean, we could actually, we could, but you know, that's
right.
We're not like extremism crazy, like, you know, fans.
Right.
So I don't know.
But you know, that person that, and I wish I could remember who it was now. I just, I see so many people's names in a day that I forget who everyone is. But there's this person that posted this image that says, like, calls Gina's crazy, then dedicates life to stalking her. And I just thought that was funny. Because it's true, they call me crazy, and then they, like, spend all their time, like, being obsessed with me.
Yeah, that's
so
the crazy. Exactly. That's the crazy.
That's the kind of nutty part. So I try so hard to listen to people like you. And I don't let this go to my head when you, you know, call in and say that I'm so awesome. But it does feel good every time.
But you kind of should, though, because you're doing a great job. You really, like, I want you to be lifted up by, you know, your supporters. Like, I want that to be the light beam that shines down when you're having a tough day, or the clouds, and the, just let that be your support. You know what I mean? And there's so many of us. There really are.
I have to remember that. I promise.
Good.
I will. I do.
Please,
sometimes
try.
I do think about that. I do. And it's sometimes, you know, what's really nice is that someone will send me an email just like right after I've experienced a big barrage of hate. And it will it will just come at the perfect time. It will come at the time where I'm feeling the worst, and then suddenly someone will say, you know what, you're doing a great job. And or they'll just say, hey, you know, things have got to be really tough right now. Like, buck up, you know, hang in there. And it's perfect. So, yeah, so I actually, I have another caller.
Good.
Will you stay on the line so we can talk to this other caller?
Yeah.
I want to hear what they
Let's
say.
Do it.
I hope they don't do the opposite of what you just did.
No, well, we'll just hang up on her or him. So we don't have time for that.
Right. Okay, so we got a caller from the 302 area code. So caller, let's see, I'm unmuting you. Okay, hi, caller from 302. Tell us your name and what you're calling about.
My name is Jamie Leader Goodale, and I'm calling to help you test your podcast.
Oh, hi.
And I'm not offended by cursing at all. I do it on a regular fucky fuck basis.
This is going to be the filthiest podcast of all time. The filthiest mother podcast of all time. So, well, great. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Is there anything you wanted to say today? Or did you anything on the Facebook page that inspired you or made you think about something?
Nothing specific. I follow closely because, I'm a parent and trying to keep up with life, jobs, all that other stuff, and I watch you going to school and everything, and trying to stay alive with school and work and kids and all that is inspiring.
Great.
And it's also nice to see small businesses succeeding. I'm one also. I'm actually supposed to be contributing to your swag bags for your retreat sometime soon. I got to find out what's going on with that, actually.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I'll make sure to get to the sponsorship person talking to you about that for sure. What's nice about this retreat is that I'm not doing it all myself. I actually have a whole team of people who are helping me with this. So, but it does get a little confusing because no one quite knows who to talk to because everyone's just so used to me being like the go-to person for everything. But I actually have a whole team of people who are making this retreat something really special for everybody. So that's a good chance to plug the retreat. So if you don't know about the TFB retreat in coming up in September, I cannot believe how quickly it's coming. When I was planning this retreat, it was like 18 months away, and now it's 6 months away. So this is crazy. But it's going to be amazing. It's at Starved Rock Lodge in the kind of the middle of Illinois, so the northern middle of Illinois, out in the Ottawa area, and it is absolutely gorgeous, and fall is the best time of year to be there because the leaves are just totally breathtaking. It's that perfect Midwestern, you know, turning leaf scenario, and they have hiking and waterfalls, and it's going to be totally beautiful, and then you get to hang out with all these people who love like saying the fuck word and laughing, and then also talking about really serious shit too. You know, we're going to be talking about rape culture and full spectrum care and, you know, reproductive rights and women's health and parenting and surviving it all and work-life balance. So it's going to be a ton of fun. And thank you, Jamie, for contributing to the swag bags. That'll be extra fun for everybody. And thank you so much for calling in helping me out with this. So, yeah, so I'm probably going to wrap up the show since it appears that it's not a shit show and that it actually does work well. So now I know. But I want to say that everybody tune in. Next time I do this will be the actual real run, and I'm going to have the Honest Toddler on. You guys, how cool is that?
That's cool.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. I mean, yep. She is so great, and I'm going to talk on that show about how I got acquainted with her, and I'll just tell you guys really quickly. She has been one of my biggest fans and biggest cheerleaders since I turned my blog into a subscription model. That's kind of how she found me. Like, when everyone, like, went crazy over the subscription model, she came to me and was like, I've never met you before, and I never read you before, but now I'm subscribing because I think what you just did was completely amazing. And by the way, I'm the Honest Toddler. Nobody knows this yet, so don't tell anybody yet. And so I knew her before people knew who she was, before people knew that Boomy was the actual name behind it. And she has just been, she's been begging me every single week. She writes me and tells me to write a book and that she'll help me get it published. And she's just like one of my biggest champions. And so, and I adore her and everything that she does. So
awesome.
I am
so excited.
And so I'm so excited that she's coming on to the show because you guys know, everybody knows she is hilarious and she is bawdy, and we are going to have so much fun talking. So, okay. So thank you guys so much for calling in. This was a lot of fun. And go, you know, pick your kids up from school or whatever you got to do. And hopefully you will call in and talk to me next time we do this. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Guys, everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you all soon. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so that wraps up the show. Please tune in next time while I have Boomy Ledaton from The Honest Toddler, you guys. The Honest Toddler. That is going to be such a fun show. Now, you're going to be tuning in if you want to hear live and call in. It's going to be Tuesdays at 12. So that's the TFB Tuesdays at 12 that you heard at the beginning of the show. And if you can't catch us live, then you can always catch me on iTunes or listen back on the show page. The podcast is up on iTunes every week, I think the day after the show airs. So until next time, see you later.